Praise God. Greetings to you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank God for this opportunity and also thank Pastor and the church for this opportunity. And today's topic is a very small topic and also something that come across in our daily life. Each moment from the time we wake up in the morning until the time that we sleep, or we can say from the time we are born until the time we die. It's just something that we come across in our daily life in each, and also it's something it's something that we come across in our daily life. It's something called worry. So it's something that it is different. It's very different in each stages of our life, from our infancy till our old age. We all go across this, and also each from if my baby have a different worry and I have a different worry, it will be different on each stages. So what we can see, even when Pastor called, I had the worry about giving this sermon as well. So it's there everywhere. So what I'm going to say is what Bible actually says about it, or what Bible says about it is, let's read Philippians chapter 4:6. In NIV it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Again, Philippians chapter 4:6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." We can see different verses about worry in different places in the Bible, in different situations. And all this, what God actually saying is, it's not because there is no trouble or there's no worry. What he's actually saying is, don't let worry overcome you, or be in front of you as a mountain that you cannot overcome. Don't let it subdue you or control you. So if you look at the portion where Peter walked on water, right? So he was looking at Jesus Christ while he was walking on water. He didn't even, the trouble was there, the issue or the worry was still there, but it was below him. He didn't even notice that. While he was looking at Jesus, he didn't even notice that, right? So a slight turn away from Jesus, he just turned away a little bit, thinking about something else. And right at that moment, the worry struck him, and he started to sink, right? And you can see, he started to sink, and the ocean, the sea is coming above him. The worry started to come above him. The trouble started to come above him. So that's the point. Like, what I'm trying to say is, don't put worry in front of you as a mountain. But it doesn't translate to being lazy. That is different. Being lazy and and being worrying, that's totally different. You gotta do what you gotta do. That's a different thing. Okay, if you do what you gotta do and being worried, that's a different thing. Okay, so let's go back to the verse again. 4:6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Right? Who wrote this, right? Paul wrote this while he was in jail. He was in jail and he was writing this saying, "Hey, do not worry." How can someone, talk like that, or giving an advice to people like, "Hey, do not worry," while he's in real trouble? His life is threatened. If you go to chapter 1:24, if you go through 1:24-26, you can see there that his life was in trouble. He is not sure he will be alive after some day. His life is in threat. And he even says, "Hey, I'm fine with that. On verse 24, anyway, so when you look at this, Paul converting as he had lots to boast about himself. His lineage, his education, where he was born, his citizenship, everything. What you look, he have a lot to boast. But what he's saying is 3 verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. That's what he's saying. My friends, the reason Paul was able to say that do not worry is because he counted everything else in this world as nothing or secondary in front of Christ. That's why Paul is saying do not worry. Of course, when you look at this world, things comes up, right? There will be issues in our life. There will be problems in our life. There will be worries, of course. But what he's actually saying, what we can do is what we can overcome those by prayer, by believing in God's plan, and trusting God. Okay, by prayer, by believing in God's plan, and by trusting in God with the help of Holy Spirit. We can do it better with the help of Holy Spirit, right? The reason what I'm saying is because if you look at Peter, he was totally different person. Even if Jesus was with him, and you know, during crucifixion, and he was with Jesus all the time, but he was a worrier. He always worried or feared about things. He feared about his life. He's always worried. But after Pentecostal, after he received the Holy Spirit, he's a totally different person. What happened is he, from a warrior, he became a warrior for Christ. So let's, what we can do is, you know, pray that Holy Spirit guide you. If you have received the Holy Spirit anointing, pray to God that give me that anointing and let Him help. And I'm pretty sure Holy Spirit will guide you through all those situations. And even in my life, from my experience, what I can say is I worry a lot when I am away from God, right? When I'm away from God, I worry a lot. But when I'm closer to God, I don't worry much. I don't even. So I keep that as a threshold or a standard or how I think about myself, or how I measure myself. Hey, if I start to worry a lot, hey, it's time for me to go back to God. So once again, I'm urging you to be close to God, and you can let the Holy Spirit guide you. By this word, let God help you out. Thank you.